How did you lose a finger? That's the game we're playing today. We've got Stacey on the line in Bentley Park. What about you, Stace?
Hey, Stace.
Oh, hi, how are you going? It was my mum that lost her finger.
Okay.
So her and dad were pruning trees in the backyard and mum was holding the ladder for him.
Yep.
And she's pointed at a branch to say, hey, don't forget that one, and dad's just gone snip and chopped her pointy finger off.
The pointy index finger's gone.
It's gone.
So
completely through the finger?
Completely through. It was a clean snip.
Oh!
So this is just a freak accident where as your mum is pointing to the branch that needs to be lopped, your dad has turned at the same time and closed the clippers or the shears or whatever he was using.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yep. My God.
And, yeah. He's, mum's never let him forget it.
Wow.
Did they, was it much of the finger?
So she's gone from, the closest knuckle to your hand. So she's got a little stub there.
Wow.
So he's got it low.
She has a phantom finger. She still feels from time to time.
Yeah, I do hear that happens. So what?
They're sharp scissors.
What happened in the aftermath?
So then they've rushed off to the hospital in mad panic and got into the hospital and the doctors have said, well, we'll try and reattach it. Where's the finger? And in their mad panic, they'd forgotten and it's still in the garden.
Oh, wow. So it's sitting somewhere in a branch in a gardenia, probably attracting ants.
Yeah, it's probably got carried straight away. So no more finger.
That is also what are the odds story about? What are the odds of that all coming together at the same time to lose a finger?
You pointing and the dad
really
turning and then
timing.
It all snipping off.
Yes, that is very, very unfortunate. I mean, that's, wow. Hey, good on you, Stace. Thanks very much. Have a great day today.
No worries.
Cheers. See you later.
Maddie in Bayview, your brother lost his finger. How?
Yeah, when we were kids, we took off from home on our BMXs and I think his chain slipped and he thought it was a bit loose while we were riding along, so he's gone to check the tension of it while we were riding along and his finger went around the front sprocket. So he's chopped the end of it off and he's looking at me and it's squirting everywhere. Back home, we rode home and stand at the front door and it's all squirting over the roof and blowing through her and mum come out. She made me run back and try and find the finger. So I followed the blood trail out and it turned around, I followed it back. And the finger was still stuck to the sprocket.
Oh,
yeah, so they couldn't put it back on. It was too greasy.
That's a horrible story. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Which finger was it?
It was his finger on his left hand closest to his thumb. And he ended up becoming a nurse, so he's all good.
Yeah,
wow.
Right. So it hasn't inhibited his life at all. Wow, trying to check the tension on your chain while it's
pedaling.
Moving. Yeah, note to self on the cardiac challenge. Let's not do that on the tandem bike, Inc.
No, not at all.
But by the sounds of it too, Matty, it was a real spurter if you're hitting the ceiling.
It was in spurts. It was squirt, stop, squirt. It was pulsing onto the roof,
Pulsing onto the roof. Oh, that's really unfortunate. We should not laugh. Matty, that's a great story. Thank you very much, mate. Have a top day today.